بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فيقول المصنف رحمه الله تعالى: باب صفة صلاة النبي. باب صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The author, he mentioned now the chapter with regards to the description of the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter with regards to the description of the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We see here that the author, he did not mention باب صفة الصلاة only, the chapter of the description of the prayer. But rather he said باب صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the chapter with regards to the description of the prayer of the Prophet, of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no doubt if he were to suffice with sifat as-salah, the description of the prayer, it is known that the intent is the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this book here, Umdat al-Ahkam, it is written with this intent of collecting al-ahadith al-marfu'a عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيان الأحكام الشرعية. The purpose of this book is to collect those authentic narrations from the statements and actions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarifying the legislative rulings. So if he were to say the description of the Salah, it is known the Salah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But some of the people of knowledge have mentioned the benefit here, and that is to remind the people the importance of learning the prayer of the Prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially after many people have been tried by blind following and have been tried by following whims and desires and the opinions and the positions of the people without evidence, contrary and conflicting in reality to that which has come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So therefore it is legislated and an obligation for a Muslim to take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a role model and an example, and to follow him in all aspects of life, inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. And that a believer, he will have a ta'assi bin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning he will take the Prophet as a uswa, uswatun hasana, that he will take the Prophet as a role model. And no doubt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the best role model. And like this, Allah has mentioned about him in the book. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that verily you have in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the best example. The best example and the best role model. The best example and the best role model. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has commanded the believers in more than one place in his Quran, in more than one verse, rather numerous verses in his book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has commanded the believers to obey the Messenger, to believe in him and to obey him and to follow him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from that, Allah, he mentioned, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam he gives you, meaning whatever he orders you and commands you to do or encourages you to do, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَخُذُوهُ, then do it, take it, abide by that. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, and whatever he prohibited you from, then leave it entirely. So therefore, this issue of التأسي والاقتداء والاتباع, all of these words, they have a similar meaning, and that means to follow. That means to follow, al-mutaba'ah, to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to take him as a role model, and to follow his guidance in all of the affairs of the life of a believer. But with regards to taking him sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a role model, and following his example and lead sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no doubt this is something that a believer who strives to do in all affairs of life, but there are certain circumstances and situations where this affair is more serious and even more emphasized and more important. And from that, with regards to establishing this great pillar, the pillar of as-salah, the pillar of as-salah. And it is known that as-salah is the greatest pillar from the pillars of al-Islam after ash-shahadatain, after ash-shahadatain. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has commanded the believers, and he has ordered them to pray in the manner that he prayed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned in the hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, radiyallahu anhu, collected by al-Imam al-Bukhari, wasallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, and pray in the manner that you have seen me pray. And pray in the manner that you have seen me pray. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has clarified the prayer. He has ordered them to pray in the manner that they saw him pray. And he has ordered the people to pray in the manner that they saw him pray. And he has clarified, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that prayer in speech and in action. In speech and in action. And he has clarified the details of the prayer and the regulations and the rulings of the prayer and how to perform it according to that which is legislated in the manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. He has clarified this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bil qawli wa bil fi'l. He has clarified this by way of statement as well as action and deed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the companions, radiyallahu anhum, they were very diligent. They were very, very diligent to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of his affairs, and to take him as a role model, and to be upon his path, and to follow his guidance sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from that, they were very diligent to follow him in the prayer, and to learn how to pray in the manner that he prayed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, not only were they diligent to learn his sunnah, and particularly the prayer, but likewise, they were diligent to convey that to the ummah after them, radiyallahu anhum, until the description of the prayer, rather the description of the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every affair of life, has been clarified in detail and has been transmitted with chains that are authentic and verified all the way until this day, 1442 years after the hijrah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his blessing and his favor upon the believers, that the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preserved, and that his revelation, the Quran and the sunnah, is preserved, and that his legislation is preserved and maintained and established in the lands and in the hearts of the believers. Walillahi alhamd. So because of this, we see this important affair. The people of knowledge, they likewise were very diligent to clarify these affairs and to collect these narrations and the clarifications of these Islamic rulings and legislative regulations and the likes. And from that is the issue of as-salah. And the people of knowledge were very diligent in clarifying the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of this, we see that in these books of ahkam like this, like Abdul Ghani rahimahullahu ta'ala, Al-Hafidh Abdul Ghani rahmatullahi alayhi, in this book Umdat al-Ahkam, and in other books likewise of the sunnah, clarifying the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the legislative rulings, we will find these chapters, Babu Sifat al-Salah, O Babu Sifat al-Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the chapter with regards to the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is in order to give sincere advice to the ummah, and hoping good for the people, and wanting good for the believers and the Muslims, and hoping that they will learn their religion and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon clarity. And they have made great efforts to gather these narrations and to collect them and to verify them, and then likewise to arrange them in this beautiful manner, as if we are looking at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. So may Allah accept from them and reward them with the best reward, and may Allah be pleased with them from the companions and the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een and all of the people of knowledge upon their way and Ahl Sunnah. Alhamdulillah. So it is very befitting for a Muslim to be concerned with gaining an understanding in the deen in general, and specifically with regards to gaining an understanding of how to perform this great pillar of Al-Islam properly, the pillar of As-Salah, to perform it properly. And in learning this and applying this, a person, he can complete his faith, and he can have an increase in iman. And likewise, it will be a means of perfecting the worship And unfortunately, many of the people have been tried with deficiency in their prayer and deficiency in their deen because of a deficiency in performing this pillar and a deficiency in knowledge, and because of ignorance and likewise negligence in learning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and complying to this commandment, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, and pray in the manner that you have seen me pray. So therefore, it's very important to learn the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam properly with evidence and detail, and to be upon clarity in this affair. The author, he says, Babu Sifati Salat al-Nabi. The author, he mentioned the chapter with regards to the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is with regards to clarifying how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed. How did he pray? And what is the manner that this prayer should be established? What is the manner that this prayer should be established in? And how was the way that one should perform the prayer? And he meaning how to establish the pillars properly, and likewise the obligatory affairs inside of the prayer, as well as the sunan and the non-obligatory prayers, how to establish the statements properly, the statements of the prayer, and likewise the actions of the prayer. All of this is included in the clarification of the description of the prayer of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the author, he mentioned, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال, that Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, he narrates, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كبر في الصلاة سكت هنيهة قبل أن يقرأ, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he would make the takbir for salah, he would be silent for a brief moment, and before he would recite. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, with his diligence to learn specifically this affair of the salat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, فَقُلْتُ, so I said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, may my father and mother be ransom for you. رأيت سكوتك بين التكبير والقراءة, I saw your silence between the takbir and the recitation. ما تقول, what do you say at this time? قال أقول اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I say, O Allah, distance me and separate me from my sins, كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب, in the same manner that you have distanced and separated between the east and the west. اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. O Allah, purify and cleanse me from my sins, just as the white thawb is purified from filth and dirt. اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي بالثلج والماء والبرد. O Allah, cleanse me of my sins with snow and water and hail. So this is the narration that the author, he began with, and this is with regards to how the prayer is began. And how it is opened. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كبر في الصلاة, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or whenever he would make takbir, for the salah. And this means and is a clarification that the salah, it begins in this manner. That the salah, it begins with takbir. And that is the statement, Allahu Akbar. And we have seen this in previous classes, Alhamdulillah, that it's not sufficient to begin the prayer in any other manner. One cannot say, Allahu A'azam, O Allahu A'ala. Although these statements are correct, but it was not suffice. It would not suffice for the opening of the prayer. Rather, one must say these terms here and these words precisely. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this is with regards to the obligatory prayer as well as the non-obligatory prayer. And it has been collected by Abi Dawood and at-Tirmidhi, and likewise at Imam Ahmed, from the narration of Ali رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said مفتاح الصلاة الطهور وتحريمها التكبير وتحريرها التسليم مفتاح الصلاة الطهور that the key to prayer is purification and ablution, purification and to purify one's body and also or the place and the clothing and the likes like this to be pure and to be clean وتحريمها التكبير and entering into the sacred state of the prayer meaning beginning it is by التكبير and he's saying Allahu Akbar وتحريرها التسليم and to finish it and to exit from that state of حرمة and that sacred state of prayer and to finish the prayer التسليم is to make it تسليم and in the statement السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم wa rahmatullah in this manner. So therefore the prayer, its description is that it begins with takbir, Allahu Akbar. It begins with takbir. But here Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is noticing and he says, إِذَا كَبَّرَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ سَكَتَ هُنَيْهَةً قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقْرَأَهَا that whenever he would make the takbir, he would be silent for a brief moment. He would be silent for a brief moment. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he would recite. Hunayhatan, it has come. Hunayatan, wa hunayatan, wa hunayhatan. Like we see here. All of this means any waqtan yasiran, any a brief period. So therefore, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he noticed in his observation of the prayer of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whenever he would make the takbir, he would not begin reciting right away. But rather, there would be a short and brief period of silence, before he would recite. سَكَتَ هُنَيْهَةً قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ meaning he was silent, not meaning he was silent that he was not speaking, meaning he was silent, but he's saying something to himself. Not audibly, but he is being silent, but not meaning that he is not speaking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather he is saying something to himself. And this is what Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he noticed. So he says now, wanting to learn and also clarifying the diligence of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي O Messenger of Allah, may my father and mother be ransomed for you. And he be abi anta wa ummi, yani anta mafdiyun bihima. Meaning I ransom, and in this statement here, be abi anta wa ummi, meaning I ransom my father and mother for you. Meaning before you are in harm, I will prefer that my own father and mother will be harmed before you are harmed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a statement that the Arabs, they would make to show respect and to show honor for a person, and they used to make this for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-fida bi abi anta wa ummi. He says, "Ra'aytu sukutaka bayna takbiri wal qira'ah." I saw that you were silent and you did not speak audibly between the takbir and the recitation. Ma taqul? What are you saying at that time? What are you saying at that time? So it is known from other narrations that the companions, they used to know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would recite in the silent prayers. They knew that he was reciting in the silent prayers because they could see his beard moving. They could see his beard moving sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they knew that he was reciting. So some of the people of knowledge mentioned that possibly this could be the same affair here, that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he noticed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beard was moving. And Allah knows best, but in any case, he was aware that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was saying something in this period. That he was saying something in this period, and from his diligence to learn the sunnah, he asked about this radiallahu anhu, and he was seeking knowledge of this affair. So at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed him. He informed him of this affair and what he was saying. And this is the clarification of what the people of knowledge, they refer to as du'a al-istiftah, and the opening supplication of the prayer. And the opening supplication of the prayer. Meaning that after making takbir and before beginning the recitation of the Qur'an, and reciting the Fatiha, and the likes, that there is an opening supplication. that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to open his prayer with, and he used to begin in this manner before the recitation with a supplication. And there are many supplications that have come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua al-istiftah, any opening supplications here. And this one here by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, this is the most authentic narration with regards to this affair. There is another narration that is a bit shorter, and there are other narrations likewise that are longer, and some of them have been mentioned in the night prayer and the likes like this, and some of them have been mentioned for the obligatory prayer. But the most authentic of these narrations with regards to dua al-istiftah and the opening supplication is this prayer here, the prayer mentioned in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu. So it is recommended for a believer to learn one of these, to learn one of these supplications, and to recite it in his prayer. And it is even more preferred to learn more than one of them, and to change from time to time, and to recite one time and another time, and to not recite the same supplication every time. Although if one were to do that, it would suffice and it would be good, but it's preferred for a believer to recite or to change them, and to recite some sometimes and another, or recite one time and another time, and following the sunnah in this manner, and following the sunnah in this manner. And this narration, it has more to discuss. Inshallah, we continue in the next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.